Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Ches, and we'll pick it up at the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines from the bottom, Omar Mar. So Omar Mar, so, again, continuing the braisa. Yesh li b'inyin ze l'havi shalosh tumos. I could, in context what we're discussing, bring the pasuk talking about three types of tumos. They could be mechaper. Well, again, this is talking about the Sawyer on Yom Kippur. Tumas Avodah Zarah, Tumas Gili Arayis, and Tumas Shvichas Damis. So the big three for Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gili Arayis, immoral relations, and Shvichas Damim for murder. So the Gemara says, one second, let's try to work out all three of these. First, it starts with Avodah Zarah. Hi, Avodah Zarah, hey, Chidami, what's the case going on here? Either way you look at it, Mimon of Shach, it wouldn't apply to the Soyon Yom Kippur. Why? Ibemezid, if you're doing it Bemezid, Sabak Tolhu, then the guy is Chayv Misa for Avodah Zarah. Iba Shogeg, if accidentally he did it, how could you worship Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg? So we learned the Gemara in, I think, Sanhedrin was telling us that he didn't know this type of action was the Avodah, throwing a stone at it or defecating or something like that. So if you did it B'Shogeg, then Bar Kiparhu, you have a korban that you bring for that. Parshas Shlach, right before Shvi, tells us the special, unique korban that's brought when a person is Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg. So that can't be the Svar on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, no, I have an answer. Really, it could talk about two options. Number one, B'Mezid V'lo Osrube. It could be B'Mezid and you didn't get a hasra, or b'shogeg below isyadavle, or it was b'shogeg, but you didn't even know about it, you weren't aware about it. So Rashi says, bar kiparhu, right, four lines from the bottom, kvar mefurish korban parsha shlach lecha, okay, we have that. B'mezid v'lo asrube, it was done on purpose, but you didn't get a hasra. Ve'en neherag below hasra, you can't be killed unless you got the hasra. Kenarim b'sanhedrin perik, how you boidkin, mem aleph. So the answer is velo is yadbe, you didn't know about it. Salkadait chamina lis lele, it should be tole. Lahogin min hayisurun achi vodalot, it at least should protect you from getting any types of yisurim until you found out about it and you bring the real korban that you knew. There's an interesting toisvis here. Toisvis is dibra maschil bemezid velo osrube, second toisvis from the bottom towards the end. Towards the end, the wide lines, ve'im tomar. Toisvis asks a question like this. How could the Gemara have given this answer? That you worshipped Avodah Zarah, the Mezid, but you didn't get Hasra. Hello, Big Dikahuna Mechaprin, Al Eila Gimel Averus. You have the Gemara Darshans that each one of the eight Begadim that a Kohen Gadol wore was Mechaper for a different Avera. So Ephod Al Avodah Zarah. So here you go, the Ephod's Mechaper. Kisonis Al Shvichas Domim, Mechasayim, Al Gili Rayas. So that's Tosfos' question. So how could the Gemara give this answer? So it says Yeshlomar, I'll tell you how it could. Says Tosfos Yeshlomar, the boy the Mamer Shisoyr HaPanimi Yechaper Imohim. Do you have with this the Seir HaPanimi? The Ze below Ze Lo Yoyo. But if you had one by itself, that won't help. Ah, for God, the Kamporuk, we're going to ask when Yichpar Panimi Adidei Vachitzon. That's going to be at the very end of the Amud Beis, today's daf, right? Velo boy in the Mifra. And we didn't want to ask that. V'nichpura v'tarvayhu echod. Let both of them get a kippurah with one. D'shtei korbonos vada ein svora shiavil l'chaper al dover echod. You can't have two korbonos on one avera. Aval ze'ef should be de kahuna yechaper im korban doverach. Echad, you could have the begadim and the korban that could be mechaper, and that's why it would work according to the Gemara. So, okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now we start onto the top of Ches. Says the Gemara, Gili Arayis Nami. So, we're talking about Gili Arayis in appropriate relationships. So, what would you have thought that the Soir would be mechaper, right? Gili Arayis Nami, Hechidom. What's the case? Ibn Mezid, if you did it on purpose, so then Bar Katalahu, you're going to get killed. Yichai Misa. Im B'Shogeg, Bar Korbanhu. And if, again, it was done B'Shogeg, how could that be B'Shogeg? Person had relations with a woman who he thought was his wife. Okay? But then he brings a Korban for that. So then we're going to say, Teretz, right? B'Mezid, Lo Asurbe, B'Shogeg, Lo Isyadadle. It was either B'Mezid, and he didn't get a proper Hasra, or he did it B'Shogeg, and, what's it called? He didn't know about it. He wasn't aware. So then he's not chayev to bring a korban. Last one on our list, shvichas damim nami, right? Say chidami. What's the case? B'mezid, if he kills on purpose, bar katalahu, I b'shogeg bar golasu. So if he killed somebody b'shogeg, we know he goes to golas. There's a beautiful comment that the Or Sameach has in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yud Zayin, so he writes that even if, you see from this Gemara, that even if a person was not officially sentenced to Gullus, then one should on their own accord go into Gullus. It's like a self-imposed penalty, punishment, Gullus, that you're allowed to do this, you should do this, he writes. And, right, that's the famous case that we said in the Gemara in Makos, Rashi brings on the Chumash, about Pundok Echad, Hashem brings the two people who killed, one guy did B'mezid, and one guy did B'shogig, so the one who killed B'shogig and didn't go to Gullus, so he falls on the one who killed B'mezid, kills him, and then there's witnesses, then he ends up going to Gullus. But you see that he was really supposed to go into Gullus. So the Gemara answers, again, the Mimon of Shach, how could you have this with the Shvichas Damim case? So it says, B'mezid, B'lo Asrube, B'shogig, Velo is Yadale. Or another, given this one, instead of in opposed to the Avodah Zarah and the Gilead Arias answers, for Shvichas Dami gives another answer, Inami Behanach de Lav B'nei Golas Ninhu. So it could be a case where they were Lav B'nei Golas Ninhu. The top Rashi says, Harbe Shnu B'mseches Makos. We have a lot of examples of this in Perek Beis. Kigon Shehargu Derech Aliyah. He killed as he was going up the ladder. He was moving away from the person. Omi Sheyotza Evin Mitachas Yada V'hoitzi Halo Rosha V'kiblu Kiblo. So the guy throws a stone. And then while the stone is in air, some guy goes and sticks his head out and gets, he's the lucky winner, he gets hit by the stone. So that's another case of where he would he would not be lav b'nei golas ninhu. Yeah, that's the those are the cases the Gemara talks about over there. So now we go to the next part of the Barsa. And again, the theme is today's daf. Omer Mar introduces the next part of the Barsa. So Omer Mar, Yochel al shlosh tumois halalu yehei so'ir mechapir. So I would have thought that the Sar Yom Kippur would bring a kippur for this. So Talmud Lomer, me from their tumos, v'lo kol tumos, but not all of their tumos. So ma'amatzina shechilek hakosu michlal kol hatumos betumos mikdash v'kadoshav. So just like we find there's a chilek, there's a distinction between them. Again, that you would bring the korban ole v'yored. So afkan, so to here, since it's limiting it, I would think betumos mikdash v'kadoshav divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's the miyat that Rabbi Yehuda makes over here. So when he asks, my chilek, what is the distinction, the separation, I guess, that he makes between other korbanos? The maisei ba'olav yored. Is it because he brings the olav yored? Eim avodah zara. My chilek, and the Gemara speaks in the simon right here, right? Avodah zara, yoledes, mitzora, nazir, okay? The maisei seira. Velo kispa. So this distinction with this one is that he brings the a seira is a female goat and a kispa is a female sheep, right? So in other words, normally when you accidentally do an avera that you're supposed to get karis for, so you can bring either one, right? So but if you accidentally worship the Avodah Zarah, so then you don't get a choice, right? In that case, it has to be the Seira, and it cannot be the Kispa. So therefore, you see that there's a distinction made with this between the other ones. So Amr of Kahana, Anan Chilik Lahakil Kamrinon. We're trying to find kulas over here. V'hai Chilik Lahakmirhu. This is a Chumra, that you don't have these options. So Amr says, okay, Eime Yoledis. Maybe it's talking about a yoledes. So a woman who gives birth, we know that she brings korbanos. The chilek is a distinction over here. The maise olav yored, right? That maybe she should bring the olav yored. Amar of Hoshia lechol chatosam velo lechol chatosam velo lechol tumosam. Right. So the drasha is for all of their sins, but not for all of their tumas. Right. So since the korban that a yoledes brings is not for a chait, right? But that she went through a period of tuma, so then the sar can't be mechaper for her as well, right? What is this period of? So we know that for a boy there are 7 days she's tame, and then she goes to the mikveh, and then for after that there are 33 days of dam tohar, right? And then any dam that she sees on that level is deraisa, fine. Derabon, we it's a problem. And then on a 41st day for a boy, then she would, what's it called? On a 41st day, she goes to bring a korban. So that's a korban that we're talking about here. For a girl, it's double, right? It's 14 days, first of all, and then she goes to there, and then she has 66 days. It doubles it. So for that, 14 plus 66 is 80. On the 81st day, after giving birth to a girl, she would go ahead and bring her korban. Rav Hirsch explains, he has a theme in his Pirush on the Torah, that the idea of bringing a korban here is for the loss of life. That since, not that she lost a life, but the life that was inside of her has left her, therefore that's the idea of the tumah that's associated with this. But that's the first answer. But on second, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, to Amar Rashbi, he says, Yoled es nami chotesi. She is a sinner, right? So what is she sinning? So the Gemara says, Rashi quotes, Yoled es chotesi, dishikish koras leled. When it's so difficult, nishbas, she takes a shavua, shlo tizakik labala. She says, I'm never doing this again. I don't go through this. There was a female comedian, she once said, you know, imagine childbirth is taking your lower lip and pulling it over your head. It's very painful. So she says, I'm not interested in this anymore. So she takes a shavua, I'm never going to be with my husband again. So that's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So right? So Yoled is nami chotesi. She is a sinner. So it's my iklam emer. So what are you going to say? It's Rabbi Shimon the time. Rabbi Shimon is consistent. He holds the arm. No, from its own place, from the pasuk which is talking about the sawyer itself, then we can figure out what it is referring to. So the Gemara, okay, that didn't work. So it says, Ema, maybe it's Mitzara. The Gemara is trying to darshan to find out, you know, it's a darshaning pesukim. This is Torah Shabbat Peh, to figure out, maybe it's the Mitzara. So Amr of Hosheahu, L'chol chatosam v'lo l'chol tumosam. For all of the chait, that's when it's brought, but not for the tuma. And since the mitzara is not really, you know, excuse me, who's not bringing it for a chait, so therefore that wouldn't apply over here. But one second, consistent with the type of question we just asked, Ulu Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmeni, the Amr Kodeh, who says, Al Shiva Devarim Negoim Boin, there are Chatoim that cause the thing. The Gemara doesn't say what they are, but the Gemara, if you look in, it's in where? Erechin over here, Tez Zainam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Al Shiva Devarim Negoim Boin. For seven things, the person gets tzaras. Number one, Al Lashon Hara. Number two, Al Shvichas Damin. Number three, Al Shavuos Shav, which for taking a Shavuos Shav, our Sugya, our Mesecht, I should say. Four, Al Gili Arayis. Five, Al Gassus Ruach. Look what makes the list, having an ego. Six, Al Gezel. And finally, seven, Al Tzoros Ha'ayin, for being a stingy person. So the guy did something wrong. He got Saras, right? So what can you say about that? So the Gemara says, again, Al Shiv Devarim Negoyim Boyin. So my Iklamemer, Chosem Benige Ve'ikaparle. There, that's a kapara. The korban ish taruye bekahal. What the korban does just allows him to come back in. He was, he was chutz lemachani. He's separated. He's been so, you know, distanced by the kahal. Now he gets to come back. But the embarrassment that he had, the neg itself is what brought him the kapara. There's a beautiful comment from the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch. The Rambam writes, I think there's eight mitzvahs that are connected to tzaraas, the whole concept of it. The Sefer Achinuch here in Kuf Samech Ches. Kuf Samech Ches says like this. Mishor Sheh HaMitzvah. What's the whole purpose behind why we have tzaraas? L'kvoa b'nafshenu, in order to establish in our souls the following idea. Ki hashgachas Hashem Baruch Hu pratis al kol echa ve'echa mibnei Adam. Hashem gives you a direct report card as to how you're doing. Nowadays, it's hard to get feedback as to where am I holding in my spiritual development. Tzaraas was an immediate reaction to a person's actions, right? And it shows that Hashem has hashgacha pratis. Ki ein of pekuchos al kol hadarchein, right? That Hashem is watching over everything we're doing. Right? To realize that there is a consequence to our actions, and therefore that's an important message. The person who was struck with the tzaras, he's by himself, and he thinks about what his actions were and what he can do in order to prevent this from recurring in the future. It's a very important message that's brought out from tzaras. Okay, but again, that's not the case that the Brice is working. So Aim will try again. Nozir Tommy. Maybe the Sawyer is going to be Mechapir for the Nozir who became Tommy. Dechile, because you find by the Nozir that he has a, it's Mechalik, there's a different type of status for him. The Maisi Torim Uvene Yona. He brings these doves and these young pigeons. So Amr of Hoshiau. Again, no, it's talking about for a chait, but not for tuma. So therefore, since the korban that Nozer brings is not for a chait, so the sawyer cannot be mechaper for him. Well, Rabbi Elazar Hakapar, so it's really a machlokas tanoim. According to Elazar Hakapar, the Amr, he says, Nozer nami choytehu, he is a sinner. My iglamemer, sataka, why is he a choyte? Because he unnecessarily held himself back from wine. So it's a machloikis. It's not enough that the Torah prohibits things to you. You had to add more to that. So he's a choyte. So Mike Lemaim, what are you going to say? He does bring a korban for that. So Savalok Reb Shimon, the Amar, Mimakomo, Humuchra. So again, he'll go back to the Shita of Reb Shimon that we saw, is that from the Pasuk itself, we learn out what it's going to be Mechapir for. So this is really a machloikis tanoim. Is being a Nazir a positive thing or not? And that machlokis amongst the Tanaim comes down to us as a machlokis amongst the Gedolei HaRishonim. The Rambam in Hilchas Deos takes the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKapar and says, no, that we're not supposed to go to extremes. There's only cases where we go to extremes where a person is gaiva, a person has kas. Those are such terrible, disgusting, horrible midos that we have to go to an extreme to uproot them. But to be a nozer is a chote. However, the Ramban argues. The Ramban is here in Parshas Noso, Perek Vav Pasuk Yudal. So the Ramban says no, because nezer, a nozer, I'm sorry, comes the word nezer, which means like a crown, the way some of the Rishonim and Chumash learn. So the Ramban says, why does he bring a korban then? If he's doing a great thing, I understand to the Rambam, he's like Rabbi Elazar Kapar, he's a choyte because he's doing something wrong. But if you're doing something good, then why bring a korban? So Tamach Atash Sheikrav Hanozir Biyom Hamlois Yimin Israel Lo Nisparish Al Derech Hapshat Ki Ha'ish Hazeh Choyte Lenafsho B'Mlois Hanaziros Nazirus, because he's finishing, he's stopping. Kihu Ata Nozir Mikdushoso Va'Avodes Hashem. He's on a high level. Veroy Hayelo Sheyazir La'Olam. V'Amo Kol Yom of Nozir V'Kodesh Lelakov. He should have remained this way, forever. You know, you're doing a great thing. Don't stop. So that's why he brings a korban, not because he did something wrong in the past, because he's stopping in the future. So on the bottom, the Pnei Yerushalayim is Masbir that this is a tremendous chiddush over here. He says, "Gibetor anam motzim chiv korban chatas rakal avon shnase ba'avar." We only find you bring korbanos a chat of something that you did in the past. Aval she'adam shehaye kol yemei niziruso kodesh uporish meha'olam yitzrech lechavi chatas biyom alos yemei niziru hu chiddush upella. This is a tremendous chiddush. This is like bringing a korban al ha'osid for what's going to be in the future. So that's a tremendous chiddush. But again, that's machlo. Rambam in the Ramban. Okay, continuing the next part of the Braisa. Again, the theme is Omer Mar. That's how we know we're in the next stage. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mimakomuhu Mukhra. From the place itself, we figure out what it's talking about. Harehu Omer Vichipel HaKodesh Mitumos or Shal Kodesh. Right? So from the place of where it the Mikdash and the Kodshim. So Shapik Amr Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon's saying very good. So how could Rabbi Yehuda argue on that? So Rabbi Yehuda Amr Loch, no, he'll say Ahumi Boile Ki Heich De Avi Lifnai V'Lifnim Hochi Navi Beheichel. To tell you, no, the way that the dam is done Lifnai V'Lifnim is the same way that you do it in the Heichel. That's what you learn out from there. So now it goes like a ping pong back and forth. Okay, so that's the halacha, Rabbi Shimon. Where are you going to learn that from? Sahu mi vechein yaaseh nafka. He learns it out from the phrase vechein yaaseh. So too, how it should be done in the what's it called in the heichal. So Rabbi Huda, why doesn't he use that? So no, I mehahi, if it be from there, so havamin, I would think to say nesi par v'soyer achrine v'navid. I should bring another par and another sawyer, another bull, and goat, and do them, and do the whole avoidus with the dam. No, sakamash malan. That's why the pasuk tells me you don't do it that way. Rebbe Shimon. So, okay, Shimon, why don't you learn that from the first part of the pasuk? V'chein yasel la'olam moed minei mashma. No, that tells me that you do the dam used in the heichel, right, is from that one itself, from the same par and the same sawyer. Omer Mar, the next part of the Braisa. Yochel, I might have thought, I'll call Tumois Shibakoideh Shehei Soir Zeh Mechaper. It really worked for everything, right? So Talmud Lomar comes to say, Mi Pishehem V'lechol Chatoisam. Right, which that tells me, no, that the Soir is only going to work for a virus that he himself, that he's not, that someone else is not going to bring for him, he's not going to bring for himself. So my Nihu, what's a case of that where the Soir would not be Mechaper? So that's our case. Yesh ba yediyah b'tchilah, yesh ba yediyah b'sof, right? If it was where he had a yediyah at the beginning and at the end, so 1 second, hi bar kaporahu, hi bar korbanhu. This guy is supposed to be a korban, right? So even without the pasuk, it would be obvious that this sword was not going to be a mechaper for him, right? No, lo tzricha, the Gemara explains this, no, you need it. Why? There is yadale somach l'shkia sachama. He became aware of it very close to shkia on Yom Kippur, and he can't bring his korban now before Yom Kippur starts. It's not enough time. So saltach amina, I would have thought, Adamaise nisle, until he brings it, it's going to be toilet, it's going to be suspended, right? So no, kamash malan, the chiddush is that since it's a special type of korban that's brought by a yochid, then in that case, the sor is not going to be mechapir for him. Okay, on Amud Beis, Omer Mar. Minayin sheyesh bo yediyah b'techila v'ein bo yediyah b'sof, shesor zeh tola. So how do I know that if he didn't know at the beginning and the end that this will be tola, it will be suspended for him until he becomes aware of it? What do you mean, Minayin? So what do you mean? Where's that from? My kakashli, what's the problem? No, halchi kakashli. This is what the Bryce was having a problem with. Since you told me that the chatoim, the sins, the averos are considered, are similar, they're doma to the pshoim, the acts of rebellion, and ma pshoim delabene korban, and just like pshoim, you do not bring korbanos for those, sa'af chatoim nami lav b'nei korban, so too by the chatoim, you shouldn't be able to bring a korban for that. The ema ma pshoim delabene korban la'olam, so I would say no, by the pshoim, they're never going to be b'nei korban. You're never going to bring it. So af chatoyim de la b'nei korban lo'olam. You would have chatoyim. They should also never be able to bring korbanos. Umay ninhu. So what types of chatoyim are we talking about, right? So they must be talking about the cases ein ben yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof, where you didn't know about the beginning, but you did know about the end. Aval yesh bo yediyah b'tchila v'ein bo yediyah b'sof. But if you knew about it at the beginning and you didn't know about it at the end, kev nechim is yadalei. Since you do know about it, bar korban hu, right? So you should bring a korban. So I would have thought that the soil would not be tola it, and there wouldn't be any suspension of the person's punishment. So v'chitema, if you can tell me this type of comparison, ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh yediyah b'sof, in a case where you, what's it called, you... It's again, ain't be yediyah b'tchilah. You didn't know the beginning, but you did know the end. So soir hanase bechutz yom kippurim mechaper. So the dam that's going to be done outside and yom kippur should be mechaper. So right, if the kippur is going to be for them, so then it's going to be unnecessary for the pasuk to tell me that you're not getting it for the five and the flim. Right, so therefore, this whole comparison going back to the chatoyim dum yed pshoyim, right? You have to unlearn the way the Braisa says. So if that's what the Braisa is learning, so then what was the problem? So when it tells you, no, salk adayt echamina, I would have thought nepuch mepuch. Like we're going to flip it. In other words, you would have thought that each type of korban, each type of kapara was referring to an opposite case. That the fnaim lifnim, the one who didn't have the idea at the beginning, and the one that's done outside would be for the one who didn't have the idea at the... 1 second, I said right? Yeah, right. For the We didn't know about it at the beginning of the Maisa. So Omer Kro lechol chatoisam. So for all of their chatoim, all their sins, michlad b'nei chatos ninhu. So this implies that you are chayev to bring them. Meaning you still have to bring a korban all of your aid once you became aware that you did do something wrong. B'nischaper kapor gemura. So one second, if you didn't know about it, so then you should have a complete, you should have a complete kapara, right? Even if you did become, you know, you did become aware later on that you did something wrong, so you shouldn't have to bring a korban anymore, right? Why did the Brisa say that only is going to be tolet? Ikosim mechatosam kidika amrat, right? If it just said from the word mechatosam, it'd be like you said. Hashtagsib. Now the post we have the post says lechol chatosam lahanech to also lechlal chatos. So when it says this word of lechol chatam for all of their chatoim, all of their sins, so that I learn now from him that it's only those that would potentially, because the person he'd have to bring a chatas in there. V'chime achar she'ena mechaper, but the one is asking now, once he's not going to be mechap on this, lama toile, so why does it even like suspend it? What was this accomplished? So Amr Bizeir Loimar, no, it's like this. She'im mace, if the person would die before he brought the korban, mace blow oven, if he considered that he died without any sin. Amr Le Rava, im mace, misa mimarekes. So that itself should, the misa itself is mechap, it cleanses the person. So Ela Amarava says, no, lehagin alav min hayasurim. That's what we saw, the Rashi was asking earlier, right? That it would be megin, it would protect the person from any types of suffering. Says the Mishnah, Ein boyadia betchil v'yesh boyadia besof soir hanase bechutz v'yom kippurim mechaper. So if he did not know about the beginning, but didn't know at the end, so then what brings kippur is the soir that's done outside, and then yom kippur itself is mechaper. So we learn this out from the fact that there's they're written together. So michti. Is kushe is kush lehadade. From the fact there's a hekesh, meaning they're written next to each other. V'nichaper penime adide v'adechitzon. Now this is the Rashi, the Tosfos was asking, right? So it should be kapara for itself and for the soil that's on the chitzon. So nafkamina, the practical difference would be lehecha delo avad chitzon. If they didn't actually, you know, for some case, that they didn't bring the chitzon, right? Omer Kral, the pasuk says achas, achas kapara achas mechaper. One thing will be mechaper, ve'ein mechaper shtei kaparos. But it's not going to affect two things for two different cases. V'nichaper chitzon adidei. So then, let the korban that's brought, the chitzon, be on itself. I mean, the cases that it normally brings a kapara for. V'amai do'ave penimi in eyes and. Why are you doing the one and the inner ones? Not meaning the tuma de era bein zelazet. That would work for a case where there any sort of tuma happened between the two korbanos brought. So amakro achas b'shana. It happens once a year. Once a year. Kapara zu lotehei. Test ella achas b'shana. That this type of kapara only happens once a year. So the Rashi, it's back in the skinny lines, five, six lines up. Omer kra achas b'shana. So Rashi explains what the Gemara is driving at over here. Trei zimni ksivi. Two times it's written achas b'shana, right? Vechiper aron al karnoisav achas b'shana midam chatas hakipurim. So one of them is the achas b'shana, is that talking about aron will be on the corners, the edges, the corners of the mizbeach. Achas b'shana yichaper. It says achas b'shana yichaper, b'reisha dekro somach achas le'vichiper. Al konosav. So the beginning of the pasuk it puts it together, the achas and the words v'chiper al konosav. V'darshina minei, so the drasha is v'chiper achas, she'en kan el kapara achas, right? That all you have is one kapara achas. And then we'll read with the word v'limeid she'eno, mechaper kapara acheras, that it's not going to be mechaper on any other case. Uf a sefer dekra, and at the end of the pasuk, samach yechaper li bat shana. So it makes those two words are connected, right? Yechaper and bashana. Dechsiv achas bashana yechaper. So that lomer she'ein echad mikol korbanos hashana mechaper kapor zu el zu ze bilvad. That this is the only one that in fact will bring about the kapara. Okay, that brings us to the top of Daf Tes, so we'll stop for here in the midst and pick it up tomorrow.